Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin. We left off on daf Samach Tes Amid Beis, just to go through what we were in the middle of discussing. We had three shitos in the Mishnah in regards to taking care of or getting rid of the Tumas Nevela on an oath. Remeir's shita was, if you do Malika on an oaf, and it turns out that the bird was Trefa, so Remeir says, don't worry, it's not Nevela anymore. At least the Malika was good enough to make it no longer Nevela. Now, obviously, it doesn't make it okay, because the bird was a Trefa, but it makes it that it's not Metame Beis Abliya, it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you do Malika on an oaf, but the oaf turned out to be Trefa, so it's going to be Metame, so the Malika didn't work, because the bird was a Trefa, and if the Malika doesn't work, it doesn't work as a kosher carbon, so mela it's going to be mitami mishum nevela. Then it's like shooting the animal through the head. The bird is going to be a nevela and is therefore going to be mitame bebeis habliya. Now Rashi on the top of Samach Tes Amid Beis was clear that this machlokas from Meir Rabbi Yehuda was both in regards to malika as well as in regards to shechita. If you look at that top Rashi, he says Rabbi Yehuda Omer mitame. Rabbi Yehuda would say, if you do shchita on a trefa animal, forgetting kachim, forgetting, you take a stam animal and you do shchita on the animal, and the animal turns out to be a trefa, Rabbi Yehuda would say, that animal is a nevela now. I did shchita on it. Doesn't matter that you did shchita on it. The shchita didn't work. So the shchita didn't work. It's like shooting the animal in the head. So Rav Meir holds that both by Malika on a Trefa and by Shechita on a Trefa, it will take away the Tumas Nevela. The animal will not be Metami Tumas Nevela. Rabbi Yehuda holds both by Malika on a Trefa and by Shechita on a Trefa, it will still be Metame Tumas Nevela because the Malika or Shechita didn't work. And then the third Shechita is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Shechita is Metaher Trefa Mide Nevela, Malika is not. If you take Stam, a regular animal, and you go and you shecht it, and it turns out to be a Trefa, so that's not going to be a Nevela, says Rabbi Yossi, because you did a Shechita on it, and Shechita always takes away the Nevela status. That's how you make an animal as it dies not be a nevela by doing a maisa shchita on it, but malika, if it turns out to be a trefa, that will be a nevela. So Rabbi Yossi is the compromise approach. Rabbi Yehuda is the strictest in terms of tumas nevela, Rabbi Meir the most lenient in terms of tumas nevela, and Rabbi Yossi is the compromise approach. So those are the three shitos in the Mishnah. Yesterday we discussed a little bit where Rav Meir gets his shita from. Rabbi Yossi tried to prove from a Kavul Chomer with a Dayo, and Rav Meir, we discussed how Rav Meir would defend himself based on the Pasuk. Fine. Now we were about to discuss, or we may have begun, but we'll begin again, where Rabbi Yehuda gets his shita from. Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that both Malika and Shechita on the Trefa, neither of them are going to work because the animal is a Trefa, and therefore there still is Tumas Nevela. There's going to be Tumas Nevela on this animal, even though you did a proper Shechita or a proper Malika on the oaf, it's still going to be Tumas Nevela because the animal turned out to be a Trefa. So we're about, I guess, halfway down the page. Last words on the line of Rabbi Yehuda on Samach Tes Amid Beis. Rabbi Yehuda, my timer. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Why would he say that you still have Tumas Nevela? So, Kra Ashkach for the Kadarish. He found the Pasuk and he dashed the Pasuk. Says in the Pasuk, Nevela Trefa. It associates Nevela with Trefa. Rabbi Yehuda Trefa Lamanemra. So Rabbi Yehuda says, why does it say Trefa? What's the Pasuk teaching me? Im Trefa Chaya Hare Nevela Amura. Because after all, if you assume that Trefa Chaya, if you're going to assume, it happens to be Machlokas and Maseches Chulin, whether Trefa Chaya or Trefa Eina Chaya. That means, do we assume that a Trefa can live for a long time, or do we assume that a Trefa is going to die within a limited amount of time, which we assume to be 12 months normally. So if you assume Trefa Chaya Hare Nevela Amura, the Nevela is already mentioned in the Pasuk, and when it dies, it becomes a Nevela at its death. So if im trefa eina chaya hare bechal nevela, if trefa is not considered a living thing, it's already considered dead. So then it's from the time it's a trefa, it's already considered a nevela. So again, if trefa can live while it's alive, it's considered to be alive. But as soon as it dies, otherwise it's going to be a nevela anyway. And if it's and if while it's alive, it's already considered to be dead. So even while it's alive, it should already be a nevela. So what's the pasuk adding when it says nevela and trefa? Elohavi trefa sheshachta. No, we're not talking about a trefa that you just left to die. A trefa that you go and you shecht. Shemitama. So that's Rabbi Yehuda understands the pasuk is telling me that when you go and you shecht a trefa, it's mitame as a nevela. That shechita does not work on a trefa, against both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, who both think that shechita does work on a trefa. This idea of trefa, Rashi quotes it's machlokas in Maseches Chulin. Now the shear of chayus for a trefa, if you hold trefa in a chaya, is that the trefa is going to live for 12 months, right? That it's not going to live for more than 12 months. So if you have a suffix trefa that 12 months passed, then it's biyadua she'in the trefa. Then you know that the animal obviously wasn't a trefa. I mean, you saw the animal had a certain illness, and you're not sure if that illness made it a trefa or not. And then you see it lives for 12 months. So mainly, you know for sure that it was not a trefa. Rashi Maseches Chulin says it's misvara that once the Torah says that. It's tali on chiyus, and you see that it lives. So, meaning the point, and you see that it lives through a whole year. So, you see that the idea is that that certain illnesses are exacerbated and aggravated by cold weather, some by warm weather, some by snow, some by rain, some by sun, whatever it might be. So, if it goes through a whole calendar, it goes through a whole year. So, then you see that that it doesn't have any illness that's going to ruin it, that's going to destroy the animal, it's going to kill the animal. The Ramban and the Ran explain that the Chachamim must have done some sort of test. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah 12 months. 12 months was something clearly Chazal made up, the idea of surviving 12 months. So Rash said, yeah, it's a Svara, that's the definition of Chiyus. The Ramban and the Ran said they must have done some sort of test, and they must have taken a whole bunch of trefos that they have, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that they all have a din of a trefa, and they monitored them, and found that none of them lived more than 12 months. And they said, oh, so you see that a trefa, part of the definition of a trefa is that it doesn't live for more than 12 months. But that's where they must have gotten it from, not just Misvara. They must have tested it, and they must have realized that all of the trefos don't survive for 12 months. The Ramban and the Ran then add that the shitos that hold trefa chaya must have said, look, we have a Kabbalah based on Mesorah, Halachal Moshe M'Sinai, whatever it is, exactly what the trefos are. And the Kabbalah is that the trefa, and we have no such Kabbalah as to a time limit that the trefas are able to live. So you're going to do a test and you'll see that they all die within 12 months. I don't know that test is 100% accurate. I don't know how large a control group you had. I don't know exactly what the conditions were. We can't just rely on some sort of test that you do. It's not part of the Mesorah. The Mesorah is which illnesses make it a trefa. But we can't just say that because you took 15, 20, 100 animals and they all happen to die within 12 months, that necessarily makes it that every trefa is going to die within, that it's a definition of the trefa that it dies within 12 months. That's how the Ramban and the Ran understand the machlokas, whether trefa chaya or trefa ein chaya. But either way, be that as it may, we have a pasuk. The pasuk says nevela trefa. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the association between nevela and trefa that if you shecht a trefa, it's not a valid shechita and the animal is a nevela. So I'm a little shizvi. So Shizvi says it's a great drasha. The only thing is, if you're going to make that drasha, then you should make every parallel drasha as well. Meaning, any drasha that's similar should also be made. And elamei atadchsiv, you have a second pasuk, and today's daf is pretty much going to be about an all or nothing with these two psukim. That if we want to make Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, we have to figure out how to apply his drasha in the second pasuk that we're going to quote. If we're not going to make his type of drasha in the second pasuk, then we shouldn't make it in the first pasuk either. So let's see. Elamei atadchsiv pasuk says v'chelev nevela v'chelev trefa. Pasuk about chelev, and it associates nevela and trefa. So asam nami neimim trefa chaya harei nevela amurim trefa ena chaya harehi b'chal nevela. Why does it have to tell me about the chelev of a nevela and chelev of a trefa? If you hold like the same we said before, if you say trefa chaya, so nevela is already mentioned, and if you say trefa ena chaya, so right now it's a nevela already. Ela lahavi trefa sheshachta. So according to your way of darshaning, Rabbi Yehuda, you should say this pasuk must be telling me about a trefa that you shechted, shechel batar, that the chelev that the chelev is going to be kosher. There's not going to be tahar, rather. Mechlal dihi metama, which implies that the animal is metame. So v'amar avidah marav, v'amri l'masnisa tana, v'chiyamus mina behema, mixas behema metama, mixas behema eina metama, ve'ezuzu trefa shashachta. But we had a drasha that v'chiyamus mina behema, that part of the behema is metame, part of the behema is not metame, and that's talking about a trefa shashachta. So, so if you look at Rashi, the second wide line, So if you look at that Rashi, that the pasuk is coming to tell me that a chelev of nevela is not metame. V'achyamrin b'psachim perkol shah treifa laman emra im b'treifa shemesa medaber im treifa. So if we're talking about a treifa that died, so im treifa chashuv v'chaya hare nevela amura. If while a treifa is considered to be alive, so nevela is already mentioned. V'zu b'misas on his navla, and when the animal died, it became a nevela. V'im treifa ein chaya hare b'chal. And miturefes, then it's considered already a nevela while it's still alive. Mishash and nitrafa, from the moment it became a trefa, the Masorah Shas changes it to elu lahavi trefa sheshachta shechel batohar. So it must be coming to tell me that when you shecht a trefa, the chelev of that trefa is tahar. But do you mean to tell me the basar is going to be tameh when you shecht the treifa? So is that what it's coming to tell me? So that's what we asked. And we said mixas beim matam, mixas beim ein matama, and that's a reference to treifa sheshachta, to treifa that's shechted. So trefa must be coming to exclude a temeya. Mishi yesh b'mina trefa yatsa zazu she'in b'mina trefa. Meaning, how does trefa exclude a non-kosher animal? Because trefa comes to tell me that something that has in its min a trefa, which means kosher animals, where trefus makes a difference, as opposed to non-kosher animals, where trefus doesn't make a difference. So that must be how you darshan in the second pasuk, when it brings in trefa in the context of nevela. But if that's how you darshan the second pasuk, hachanami lemute ov tame she'in b'mino trefa, so then that should be how you darshan the first pasuk as well, by v'chel nevela v'chel trefa, that it's coming to exclude an ov tame that's ein b'mino trefa, where trefa doesn't make a difference for ov tame. So says the Gemara, no. So meaning the bottom line is, now we have, at this point we have rejected Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, because we said that if he's going to darshan that way in the first pasuk, he's going to have to darshan that way in the second pasuk, and we know that he can't, and therefore we have to reinterpret how to darshan the second pasuk. Mele, that should also reinterpret how we darshan the first pasuk. Says Gemara, no, of tamei Rabbi Yehuda min nevela nafkale. Rabbi Yehuda knows of tamei from nevela, from the word nevela. He doesn't need the word trefa, teach me of tamei. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda omer, yachol tehen nevela sof tamei mitame v'gadim abeis habliya. One might think that a nevela sof tamei, a nevela of a non-kosher bird, should be mitame v'gadim abeis habliya, should be subject to the tumas beis habliya of swallowing a kazayis of the non-kosher bird. Tamalomer nevela utrefa lo yachal. Mishu isura mishum baltochal nevela comes to tell me that it's only if the only isser that you have on this bird is the isser of baltochal nevela. Yatzazeh she'in isura mishum baltochal nevela el mishum baltochal tame. As opposed to a non-kosher bird where the isser is not mishum baltochal nevela, the isser is mishum baltochal tame. So frankly, Gemara hainami tepikle mi v'chelev nevela. So shouldn't we learn out? Shouldn't we learn this out from v'chelev nevela? Mishi isuru mishum baltoch al chelev nevela yatzu she'in isuru mishum baltoch al chelev nevela el mishum tamei. You can have that same drasha. If you look at Rashi, hay nami tepele chelev temeya, the chelev of a non-kosher animal, tepele nami demitamei, we should learn out that it's mitamei. Demehechi teisi l'tara, where would you know that it's tar from? Mehaikra diyasa kol melacha, hay la b'temeya ksiv. But that pasuk we know is not not speaking about a non-kosher animal. It says in regards to the chalev. So says the Gemara, elahai trefa mibayi lisuye chaya. So it must be that the trefa is coming to include a chaya. Chaya as opposed to behema. Salkadaita chamina mishachel ba'asr b'sar mutter. I might have thought only those animals whose chalev is asr and meat is mutter. Yatsas zu shachel ba'ubisar mutter, as opposed to a chaya where the chalev of a chaya is mutter also. So both the basar and the chalev are mutter also. Are mutter. So kamashmula, and therefore comes to tell me that it's not coming to exclude a chaya. If you look at Rashi, elahai treif mibayi lasuy chaya. This is an answer to the question on Rabbi Yehuda, where we're coming to say that we're including chaya tahora shemesa, a kosher chaya, a giraffe, a kosher chaya that dies, a deer, a kosher chaya that dies shechel b'tahor, that its chelev is tahor, because salka the salka daitachva achalosachlu uksiv. That it says v'acholosachlu, and that's coming to tell me something that someone, an animal whose chelev is asr and whose basr is murter, tiharti lachelba. That's where the chelev is going to be tahar mechlal nevela. That's where the chelev is not going to be subject to nevela. Aval chaya, but a chaya shechelba mutter, whose chelev is mutter, is kosher kibisara, like its meat. So then you nevela nami yitma kibisara. So therefore, I would think that when a chaya becomes a nevela, the chelev also becomes a nevela along with it. Meaning, I would think that since by a chaya, in regards to the kashrus of eating it, the chelev has the same din as the basar, so the chelev should have the same din of the basar in terms of tumah as well. So if the animal becomes a nevela, the chelev should also have tumas nevela. Therefore, kamash milan, trefa kol sheyesh b'mino trefa v'afilu chaya. That's why trefa comes to tell me that it has to be kol sheyesh b'mino trefa, anything that in its min, it is a trefa. There's a concept of trefa, which only excludes non-kosher animals, but a chaya certainly is subject to dinim of trefa, and therefore we see that we could make a chilek between the basar and the chelev. So Amr Lei, Maishna Tamea, De'in Chelba Chalak Mi Basara, Chayanami Ein Chelba Chalak Mi Basara. So Gemara says, wait a second. You want to distinguish between non-kosher animal on the one hand, because you say that the Chelev and the Basar of a non-kosher animal are both non-kosher, but a Chaya is different because a Chaya has chaylev, the chaylev of a chaya is kosher. Chaylev and a chaya and a tamea are very similar in that the chaylev matches the basar. It's true, it's in opposite directions. By a tamea, the chaylev and the basar are both not kosher. By a chaya, the chaylev and the basar are kosher. So when it comes to behema tamea, you didn't want to say that the chaylev should be tahar from nevela, because the chaylev and the basar have the same din, and yet by the chaya you're willing to say that. But a chaya also, the chaylev and the basar have the same din. Va'od haksiv v'cholosuchlu. Plus the pasuk says v'cholosuchlu from the and Rashi explains mimashmu usu dekranami tikshalan delo bechaylev chaya kai. The pasuk doesn't sound like it's talking about chaylev of a chaya. Daksiv v'cholosuchlu kaman yafinu mina bebraisa b'shmaitin bechaylev chaya nevela lo tir mechal tuma. So the pasuk sounds like it's not talking about the chaylev of a chaya. Elo amar Abaye treifa lugufei itzrich. So Abaye explains that treifa is needed to tell me that you're metaher the chaylev of a treifa that dies. That the treifa that dies on its own, the chaylev does not become tamei v'tumas nevela. Shelo tomar, because you should not come to think, ha'olu tamei asurim echayim, u'treifa asurim echayim. Just like a non-kosher animal is asur already while it's still alive, and a treifa is already asur while it's still alive, so you might think, ma tamei achel batamei, af treifa achel batamei. So you might think, so a non-kosher animal, the chaylev of a non-kosher animal is tamei, so too, the chelev of a trefa should be tamei. So that's why I need the pasuk of trefa, legufei, to tell me that the chelev of a trefa that dies is tahar. But so ihachi says the Gemara, haynami mibayi shelo tamar hol va'ov tamei asur ba'achila utreifa asur ba'achila ma'ov tamei enim tamei av treifa enim tamei. So when, then why don't you make a similar drasha and say that you might have thought that since an ov tamei is asur ba'achila and we know treifa is asur ba'achila, you're not allowed to eat a treifa, so ma'ov tamei enim tamei. So just like an ov tamei is not mitamei, so you should have said that I should make a similar drasha that a treifa also is not mitamei, so it should not have tumas nevela. Va'od mi ikal the male of treifa mitameya. And anyway, is there any comparison that you to think that you could derive dinim of treifa of tuma of a treifa that dies from tuma of a tameya that dies? And to the point that you need a pasuk to tell me otherwise, that by the treifa that the chalev is going to be tahar, that there's an assumption that there's a comparison between treifa and tameya. Tameya lo haisal ashasa kosher, treifa haisal ashasa kosher. Tameya never had a moment where it was kosher. Treifa at least had a moment where it was kosher. When treifa was born, it wasn't born a treifa, it was born a healthy animal. At some point it became a treifa, so they're not even comparable to each other. So you'll say, well, not every treifa was born kosher. Sometimes an animal is born with an illness that it's already a treifa. So that maybe on that level it's comparable to tameya. No, but mina mia ika. But the concept of treifa doesn't demand that it be a treifa that it had been a treifa since it was born. But the concept of tameya, the concept of non kosher animal, a pig is a pig is a pig. The day a pig is born, it's already a pig. It's already a behemah tameya. So how can you compare the two? Ella amar Rava, so rather Rava says HaTorah amra yavo is nevela. The yachol al isr chelev, that an isr nevela can come and be chal on an isr chelev. Yavo isr treifa, the yachol al isr chelev, and so too, an isr treifa can come and be chal on an isr chelev. So why does the pasuk tell me nevela utreifa, to tell me that both of those isurim can be chal on a pre-existing isr chelev? If the animal is a treifa, the isr of treifa is going to be chal on the isr chelev. If the animal is a nevela, the isr of nevela is going to be chal on the already pre-existing isr chelev. And that's the drasha we make from the pasuk. Tosos asks, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you can have an isr chal al isr? He says, Tema lamandi isle isr mosif lamale krai. If you hold isr mosif, so that an isr mosif could be chal al isr, so by nevela and trefa, it's an isr mosif, so it should be chal on the isr of chelev. You shouldn't need a drasha to tell it to me. Okay, so Tosos leaves that as a kasha. But anyway, utsrichi, I need both drashas. Diash, meaning I need to be told both that nevela can be chal on the Yisr Chelev and that treifa can be chal on the Yisr Chelev. Diash, meaning nevela, had I only been told about nevela, mishum de mitamya, I would say, yeah, because nevela has tuma associated with it. Avol treifa imalo, but maybe treifa is not so strong because there's no tumas treifa, there's tumas nevela. So maybe treifa shouldn't be chal on an Yisr Chelev. Diash, meaning treifa, and had I only been told that treifa can be chal on Yisr nevela, mishum de Yisr. I would say that's because treifa is something that's an issue that exists already while the animal's alive. Aval nevela, but nevela by definition is on a dead animal, a malo. I would think shouldn't apply. Tzricha, that's why I need both drashas. So that's so basically, what did we just do? That's how Rabbi Yehuda darshins the second pasuk. So the first pasuk is therefore still free to darshan what Rabbi Yehuda initially wanted to darshan from the first pasuk. That we, again, the first pasuk that we quoted on Samach Tesam Beis of Nevela Trefa, that Rabbi Yehuda darshins that that when you do a shchita or a malika on a treifa animal, that it's still going to be tamei b'tumas nevela. That the shchita slash malika is not going to help to take away the tumas nevela. Why doesn't he make a similar drasha on the second pasuk? V'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa. He already, because he needs v'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa to teach me a din that nevela could be chal on the yisr chelev and the treifa could be chal on the yisr chelev. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda could take two psukim, say that I don't have to make similar drashas in both psukim because I need the second pasuk to tell me a separate drasha. Rav Meir, hi treifa may avadai. What does Rav Meir do with the treifa that it says by oaf? What's he going to do with that treifa, with that word treifa? Because Rav Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't think that you can darshan that that when you shecht the treifa that it's a nevela. He thinks when you shecht the treifa it's not a nevela. When you're molek a treifa, it's not a nevela. So mibayli lemute shchita shilifnim. He uses it to come to be memait shchita that's done bifnim, that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda treifa achrina ksiv. Rabbi Yehuda will say says that there's another pasuk of treifa by Nevelus of Tahar, and it says treifa again to tell me about shchita shi bifnim. Rabbi Meir chad lemutei shchita shi bifnim v'chad lemutei of tamei. Rabbi Meir will say no, I need both pesukim. One to tell me shchita shi bifnim, one to tell me that about an of tamei. That's ein bimino treifa. Rabbi Yehuda mi nevela nafkalein. Rabbi Yehuda will learn that from nevela. Rameir hai nevela mayavada. What does Rameir then do with that word nevela? L'shir achila b'kazayis. He uses nevela to tell me that the shir of achila is a kazayis in regards to tumas beis ablia. Meaning, one might have thought that when it comes to tumas beis ablia, that it shouldn't be subject to normal shir achila like by mitzvos of achila and isurim of achila. This is just an issue of tumah. So it comes to tell me that that the shir of achila for tumas beis ablia is a kezayis in the beis ablia. The tepekle mikra kama. Why don't we derive it from the first pasuk? So midaavke rachmana b'lashon achila. From the fact that the Torah uses the lashon of achila, shouldn't that be enough to tell me that obviously the shir is a kezayis? So says Gemara, no. Chad the shir achila b'kezayis, v'chad the shir achila b'kedei achilas pras. One is to tell me I need two drushes. One to tell me that for tumas beis ablia you need to eat a kezayis, and the other is that the kezayis needs to be eaten in the amount of time of kedei achilas pras. That if you eat that kezayis over a span of, let's say, 15 minutes, which is way more than a kedei achilas pras, then it's not mitztaref to be mitame bebeis ablia. It's not considered enough to be mitame bebeis ablia. Because I might have thought, since this whole concept of Tumas Beis Ablia is a Chiddush, that even if it's more than a Kedei Achilas Pras, it should be Metamei. So Kamash Mulan therefore comes to tell me that no, that only within a Kedei Achilas Pras is the Kazayis going to be Metamei. The Rambam doesn't quote this halach of Kedei Achilas Pras. Strangely, when it comes to Achilas Nevelos of Tahar, the Rambam doesn't quote this din that it needs to be eaten within a Kedei Achilas Pras in order to be Metame v'beis Ablia. So Reb Chaim explains that this halach is actually subject to Machlokas, that it's only Reb Meir who holds that the geder of Tumas Nevelos of Tahar in a Beis Ablia is a din of a Maisa Achila. That when that we've been discussing, the Chakiras in the Achronim. The fact that over the past couple of days, the fact that Nevelos of Tahar is Metame Bebeis Ablia, is that a din in Achila? That when you're Ochel Nevelos of Tahar, it's Metame? Or is it a din in Maga? That it's that the Nevelos of Tahar, when it touches your throat at a certain point, it's metame your throat. Is it a din of achila or a din of or a strange sort of din of tumas maga? So Reb Meir holds that the geder of tumas nevelos of tahar in the beis ablia is a maisa achila, and therefore l'shitaso achilas kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is going to be necessary. But the Rambam proves from other places that the geder of tumas nevelos of tahar is tumas makom. It's tumah on that spot. It's not a tumah of achila, and therefore doesn't work unless you eat it bebas achas, and kedei achilas pras isn't going to help. Meaning, kezayis bechdei achilas pras is a kula, because if I don't, let's say I don't have a full kezayis in my beis ablia at one time, I don't swallow a full kezayis at one time. Swallow half a kezayis, and the second later I swallow the other half a kezayis. There was never a full kezayis in there at the same time. So if you hold that it's a din of achila, so then that's called an achila. That's a natural achila. That's a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, and that's eating a kezayis. So then it should be metame. But if it's a din of makom, of having a kezayis in that makom, well, I never had a kezayis in that makom. So the reason the Rambam doesn't quote this din of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is because he holds that he wouldn't rely on the, not that he's more mekel, he's more machmir, he wouldn't rely on the kula of kedei achilas pras. He would say that you would need, I don't know, mekel machmir, he wouldn't rely on the concept of kedei achilas pras to be mitztarev. He would say that that there's no such thing as a tziruf. You need the full kezayis in there, all at one time. This is a major discussion about what the nature, we've had a little bit about what the nature of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras is, whether it's tumas maga or it's some other type of tuma. As we mentioned, Rav Yosef Englin, Asfonda Araisa, has a major has tons and tons of rayos kedarko b'kodesh, one way or the other, about whether about what type of tuma it is. Just to give an example, there is a medrash Rav Yosef Englin quotes that if a person is throws up a kezayis of nevelos of tahar, is it metame on the way out or only on the way in? Right? Meaning, let's say I ate nevelos of tar yesterday, and that's the only thing in my stomach. I ate it on an empty stomach, I have nothing else, and I'm able to identify it, and I throw it up again tomorrow. Right? So, or I throw it up again today now. So, is it metame? So, if you hold it to tumas achila, if you hold it to tumas achila, well, throwing up isn't achila. But if you hold the satum of it being in that makam, so it could be in the makam on the way out also. So being in the makam should also be metame my begadim. Again, you have to realize it's metame begadim abesabliya. If I'm wearing a suit, so it's metame my suit abesabliya. So that's why you can say, what difference does it make the guy's tame anyway? No, it's metame is begadim. So if I change my suit since I ate it, so is that suit going to be tame? Is that clothing going to be tame? So the Taurus Kanim says, yachal mikiyate metame begadim bederech yitziyasa tamalomar shetochal bederech achilasi right, the Rambam quotes this drasha from Taurus Kohanim that it's only mitame derech achil, it's not mitame on the way out. So says Reb Chaim, if the yisod of tumas nevelos of tar in the Beis Ablia is a maisa achila, why do I need a pasuk to be mimay derech yitziyah? Derech yitziyah is not a maisa achila at all. I shouldn't even need a pasuk. So it must be that it's a tumas makom, that it's a din of tumas makom. It's not a din in a maisa achila, and the Torah is telling me that it's not mitame in the makom Beis Ablia if it's not on the way in, only on the way out. However, Rav Yosef Engel takes the opposite approach. He says, no, the drasha of Taurus Kohanim is telling me that the yisod of Tumas Nevelos of Tar and Beis Ablia is not Mitumas Magad, it's Tumah Abba, Alidei Maisa Achila. I mean, that's good. Rav Chaim takes it from the angle of, why do I need a pasuk to teach me this? Why would I have ever thought otherwise? It must be that there's no din of, it's not a din of Achila, it's a din of Makom. And that's why I need a pasuk to tell me, but on the way out, it's not going to be Mitami in the Makom. Rav Yosef Engel says, no, that's the whole point. The Rush is coming to define for me that it is a tumas achila, and that's why on the way out it's not mitame. It's only mitame on the way in because it is a din of achila. So a lot of it gets labedic. A lot of different sources to try to prove one way or the other. The Rambam writes nevelos of tahar that's nifsal meachilas kelev is tahora. Nevelos of tar that you eat that's already nifsal meachilas kelev, it's not roi for canine consumption is tahar, or if it dries up kicheres and you can't even you can never bring back any of its moisture, it's tahar, right? The Rambam paskins this way based on the Gemara Maseches Nazir. So Minchas Chinuch and Rav Yosef Engel say, well, wait a second, by all the other machalos hasuros, we look at whether it's roi lachilas adam or not, meaning if I have a food that's nifsal me'achilas adam, doesn't have to be nifsal me'achilas kelev. If it's nifsal me'achilas adam, it mainly becomes kosher, right? That's why non-kosher medications, the question, you have questions of achshavei, but let's say a pill that I take, that I swallow, so even if it's not kosher me'ikra, I didn't do anything wrong because it's nifsal me'achila, it's nifsal me'achilas adam. That's part of the concept, Einu Rai L'Achila, the Gemara Darshan's, the Gemara Navod Zara Darshan's based on the Pasuk, by Nevela, it says that what should you do with the Nevela? Give it to a Ger, Asher B'Sharecha. So the Gemara says, it doesn't mean Ger, it means Ger Toshav, give it to a guy, Asher B'Sharecha. That's what you do with the Nevela. So the Gemara Darshan's, so you see, it's only called a Nevela so long as it's Rai for a person to eat. So as long as it's Rai L'Ger, that's when it's called a Nevela. Once it's no longer Rai L'Ger, it's not called a Nevela. So ask Minchasinu and Rav Yosef Engel, why would the Rambam make this din Talui and Achilas Kelev? Shouldn't it be Talui and Achilas Adam like every other din Machalos Asuros, with the notable exception of Chametz B'Pesach, where it's Talui and Achilas Kelev also, but normally Machalos Asuros are all Talui and Achilas Adam. So why is Achilas Nevelos of Tar Talui and Achilas Kelev? So they say, you see from here that the sort of din of Ein Nevelos of Tar Metame El Beis Ablia Eino El Mishum Shekach Kava Torah Sharak Maga So they say, you see from here, it must not be a din achila. There's a raya that's not a din achila. If it was a din achila, it should play by the rules of every other achila. A raya l'achilas adam, not raya l'achilas adam. Must be that what does ein raya l'achilas kelev mean? It means it loses its status entirely. It's not just that it's not a machalos asuros, it's that it's not the same cheftz anymore. It's not considered a nevelos of tar anymore. And that's why it's not going to be in time based on Bliya. Nothing to do with Achila. Achila is not the din over here. Okay, the din is not an issue of achila; it's an issue of tumas makom, of nevelus of tar being on that makom. Okay, so I figure we should have a little bit of the daf that's understandable. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, the third line before the lines get wide. Tan Rabbanan, v'chel nevel v'chel of trefa, v'chel behem b'tahor akasam medaber. It says v'chel nevel v'chel of trefa. So it's talking about that it's coming to tell me that chelev of a behema tahora is not mitame mishum nevela. The chelev of a kosher animal is not mitame mishum nevela. So atomer bechelev behema tahora kasam medaber, or inala bechelev behema tmeya. Maybe the chelev of a non-kosher animal is what the pasuk is telling me is not mitame mishum nevela. How do I know it's the chelev of a kosher animal? Samri tier mechal shkuta v'tier mechal chelev. So it's coming to tell me that it's tahor from because it's shechted that the shchita is mitayer it, and it's tier mechal chelev, and the it's also tar from being chelev. The nevela, the chelev of the nevela is not tar. So makesh tier mechal shchuta. Just like when you shecht an animal, loses its tumas nevela b'tar v'lo b'tmeya. That's only true of a kosher animal, not of a non kosher animal. Avkesh tier mechal, meaning if you shecht a non kosher animal, doesn't matter that you shecht it; it's still a nevela. Non kosher animal can never, a dead non kosher animal is always by definition going to be a nevela. So just like shchita is one way to solve the problem of nevela, but it doesn't work on a behema tameya, another way to get around the problem of nevela is chelev. Chelev is not nevela, doesn't have tumas nevela. So too, av kshetir mechal chelev b'tarav v'lo b'tameya. That way of getting around tumas nevela is also only by a kosher animal, not by a non-kosher animal. So chelev of a kosher animal is not mitamishum nevela, chelev of a non-kosher animal is mitamishum nevela. That's one way to understand it. O kol chel derech zu, or maybe you should say in the other direction. Tir mechal nevela v'tir mechal chelev. Makshet tir mechal nevela b'temeyev lo b'tora. Just like only when basar shchuta is tahar from being mitame, the drush is only b'temeya v'lo b'tahora. Avkashetir mechal chelev b'temeya v'lo b'tahora. So to by chelev it should only be b'temeya v'lo b'tahora. That an ov tahar, an ov tame rather, is tahar milatame b'esablia, not an ov tahar. So that should be the drusha. So amrit kishaba b'derech zu, he b'tahora kishaba b'derech zu, he b'temeya. If you go in one direction, it's going to be tahor. If you go in the other direction, it's going to apply to a behema tameya. Tamalomer trefa. So how do I know which way to apply it? How do I know if I should apply the tahara of chelev to a kosher animal only or to a non-kosher animal only? Tamalomer trefa. Mishiyesh b'mina trefa. That's why the pasuk says trefa must be applying to only something that has within its min a trefa. Ots hatameya she'in b'mina trefa, as opposed to behema tameya that there is no trefa within its min. V'lo ots hachaya she'yesh b'mina trefa, but says the Gemara, then I won't exclude a chaya which does have trefa. Tamalomer v'achol osachlu mishachel ba'asur b'sar muta. That's why I have another pasuk v'achol osachlu that it comes to tell me about something, an animal whose chelev is asur but whose basar is mutter. Yatzachaya shachel ba'basar mutter, as opposed to chaya where the chelev and the basar have the same din. Amli Rav Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava elameata nevelus behema Torah hu demitama nevelus behema tmeya lo mitama. Wait a second. If that's how you're going to be darshaning from the word trefa to say that we must be talking about kosher animals, so you're going to tell me that only a nevela of a kosher animal is mitame, a nevela of a non-kosher animal is not mitame? Does that make any sense that it should dafka be talking about a nevela of a kosher animal, not a nevela of a non-kosher animal? Amle kamasabi shabishtuba seifa asal nevelas of tame. He says no. The seifa where it says tier mechlal nevela is talking about a nevelas of tame, that the pasuk is mitar nevelas of tame from being mitame besablia, but certainly a nevela of a behema tameya is certainly mitame. That was never a havamina. Period. Okay, new discussion. Rabbi Yochanan. So again, keep in mind, back to the Mishnah. What do we have in the Mishnah? We had three-way machlokas in the Mishnah. If you shecht an animal or do malika on an animal that turns out to be a trefa. So Rabbi Meir says that when you shecht or do malika on an animal that turns out to be a trefa, it's not nevela. You've at least taken away the nevela problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is nevela. Rabbi Yossi says, depends. Malika, it is nevela. Shechita, not nevela. Good. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo tier Rameir el bitmimin. Even when Rameir says that you could do malika or shechita and it's not going to be nevela, that's only if the animal is not a balmum. Aval balimumin lo, but by a balmum it's not going to work. Rabbi Blazer Amar Afilu balimumin. Rabbi Blazer says no, even if it's if the animal is a balmum. Meaning this is talking about the malika situation. When you do a malika on a trefa, so only if that malika is only going to help to take away the tumas nevela status, if the bird would have otherwise been, had it not been for its trefa status, would have otherwise been okay for a karban. Meaning it was not a balmum. Now, there's no such thing as balmum by a bird. Balmum means mechusar ever. Right? By a bird, the only mum that's going to ruin a bird is mechusar ever. So that's what it means. Only if it's not a mechusar ever. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, even if it is mechusar ever, the malika is still going to be enough to solve the nevela tuma. It manami, amar Rabbi amar Rabbi Lazar, mitayir hayir ameir bebalimum in vafilu bavazim vitar negolin. Rameir held that balimum Mumin could become tahar, even not only if they're bali mumin and therefore not right for a carbon, even if they're not even the right kinds of birds that you could bring for a carbon. There are vazim v'tar negolim. We don't bring chickens as carbonos, right? We bring torim b'nei yona, doves, pigeons, no chickens. So even if it's the wrong kind of bird, even that, and you do malika on it, you do malika on a chicken that's a balmum and that's a trefa, nevertheless, it's still not called a nevela. Still not going to be called a nevela. That's how far Reb Meir goes with his shita that malika solves nevela problems. By Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya asks the following shayla. Araf eiz mahu. We know there's a concept called aglarufa, right? If you if you find a mace between two cities and you don't know who's responsible, the closer the mace and the closer city does a whole procedure called aglarufa. How do they kill the aglarufa? They chop from the back of its neck. Now, it doesn't become a nevela. Normally, you chop an animal from the back of its neck, it does become a nevela. By aglarufa, that's the mitzvah, that's what you're supposed to do, it doesn't become a nevela. So what if you do arifa on a goat, which is not the mitzvah? Should that be like doing malika on a chicken, which our mayor holds is not going to be matam mishum nevela? Arif on a goat. Avos matam negolim time may demina dofos ninu. Do you say, well, by the chicken, at least it's a bird. Aval eiz lav mina deglin ninu, but a goat is not a type of cow. Odilma mina de behemahu. Or maybe you say, no, you don't look at whether it's a type of cow, you look at whether it's behemah. Behemah is one category, oaf is another category. So just like anything within the category of oaf, malika is going to save it from being a nevela. Anything within the category of behemah, Arifa will save it from being a nevela. So Yasrav Dimi Vikamla Lahashmaita Amrle Abaye Machal de Egla Rufa Torihi. Wait, your question implies that Egla Rufa is not a nevela. That the Egla Rufa itself is not going to be a nevela. So Amrle in, he says, yeah, that's exactly what I meant to imply. That is true. An Egla Rufa is not a nevela. Amri Dverabiani Kapara Ksibba Kachim. It says Kapara by Egla Rufa like by Kachim, and therefore it's got to be that it's Tahar. It can't be that it's a nevela. Masiv Rav Nasan Avua de Rav Huna. I only know about chelev that it's not the time been available. The chelev that's asur ba'achila mutar b'ana. What about the type of chelev that's even asur b'ana? Chelev shor niskal and egla rufa. Tam lomar kol chelev. V'isal kadai to egla rufa tahorihi. He tahor v'chel b'tamei. If you want to tell me the egla rufa is tahor, so what? You mean to tell me the egla rufa itself is tahor, but the chelev of the egla rufa is tamei? So hech da arv me'arif lo itzrichle. So says Gemara, look, if you do the arifa, so then you don't need any drasha. Ki itzrich hech da shachta mishchat. What if you do shchita on negla arufa? Vitani le shchita l'tar midei nevela. But wait a second, if you did a shchita, so then why would you say that the chelev is that the basar is tameh? Shouldn't the shchita itself be mitarit mishum nevela? So lo tzricha shemesa. Now we're dealing with the negla rufa that died. You didn't get a chance to do the arifa nor a shchita. Milchal de michayim asura, which implies that when it was alive, it was already asur from the fact that it says chelev of negla rufa minayin, and we say that it's talking about a egla rufa that died, that implies that it was already asur mechayim. Says more in Amar Rabbi Yana gvul shemati v'shachachti. He says I heard some sort of boundary. At what point it becomes asur? At what point the egla rufa becomes asur? When it has a status of egla rufa while it's still alive. I mean, it's not at the shas harifa. At some point before that, it already becomes asur. I heard some sort of boundary to define what that point is, but I don't remember exactly what that point is. When exactly it becomes asur? V'nasvin chavraya lemeimar yiridas l'nachal eisan hi osarta. But they pointed out that the talmidim all said that they think it's when it goes down into the nachal eisan. That's when it already is labeled the negla rufa, and therefore it's already going to become asur at that moment. Hadron lachatzos. Start a new parak tomorrow.